you dial 800-259-9231 and can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about. Of course, your calls are the primary element. If you make them, we start things out with Shooter in California. Shooter, you are on Free Talk Live.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind tonight, Shooter?
Sam, welcome to New Hampshire as well.
Thank you.
I'm fighting a parking ticket, and I'll just try and talk as fast as I can for you. There's a space on my street, or many spaces on my street. They're painted over white or silver. You know, they paint over, they paint over the red curb with white paint or silver paint.
Oh, yeah, I saw the red curb when I was out in California. That means you can't park there, right?
Yeah, it's for emergencies only, even though meter maids park there, you know.
Well, that's an emergency.
Nuggets and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Revenue emergency.
Lunch emergency.
Yeah. All right. So they paint over the red part with yellow, or with white, or silver. For what purpose?
I don't know. Point being is that part of the curb isn't red anymore, and people park there, and they don't get ticketed for it. And then there's a space on the end of my street I always park at. You know, so my rear tire and my back bumper is kind of in this painted over part of the curb. And then a week ago, the city came by and repainted this white part red again, you know, as it was like a year or two or three ago, you know.
All right.
And then
so change the rules on it.
Yeah, well, I got a ticket for parking in the red zone, but when I parked there, you know, the curb was in red. And I wrote a letter to them asking them to, you know, not charge me for this. And I told them the time I brought my video camera out, you know.
So wait, let me see if I've got this. Let me see if I've got this straight so far. It was red at one time. Then they'd painted it white and or silver. And you were parking there at the time it was white slash silver. But then, for whatever reason, they gave you a ticket while you were parked there as it was white and silver. Shortly thereafter, they then repainted it to red.
Very close. I parked there while it was white and silver. 24 hours later, they repainted it red.
So they painted it while you were parked in the space?
Yes, sir, definitely.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Now, so I wrote a letter complaint into it, and they wrote me back saying, you know, we disagree. You still have to pay us, you know.
Of course.
So, you know, and I have an option to fight it. Unfortunately, I have to pay the ticket before I'm allowed to fight it, and then they'll refund me if I win. And I'm just wondering what approach I should take. You know, I want to try and practice activism kind of for the first time, like in front of these guys. It's cool that Sam's there now, too, because he's pretty good at it, even though this is kind of small time for you guys. But I'm kind of wondering what approach I should take. Should I take it as in, hey, you know, why are these curbs white? Or should I take it as in, you know, I wasn't parking in the red? Or I'm not sure. You have the story now, though.
My guess is the white paint was just a primer that they were putting down before they came back and painted it red. Boy, if you go into government courts and argue the merits, meaning, oh, it was white when I parked there and so forth, they're just roll right over you and they won't care.
He's got some really good merits here.
But wait a minute. How long was it white? How long was it white for?
You know, and you could mistaken this white paint possibly as vandalism and or, I don't know, or a quick, you know, fix by a city employee. But I'm going to guess that this specific slab was white for a year or two.
Okay.
And they decided to repaint over certain ones and not other ones. And it looks like spray paint. It doesn't look like someone actually had like a, you know, an air pressure painter, you know, mm-hmm. the nice one that they use, you know. It looks like spray paint.
I don't think that that's your responsibility. As far as I'm concerned, if somebody comes and vandalizes the curb by painting it white, then that's a white curb, and the city needs to go in and paint it red again. That's, you know, that's not your fault. That's their fault. They didn't maintain their curb in a red manner like they needed to. I think you've got great merits here, and that's the direction I would fight it on. You know, it's a parking ticket. What's the worst that's going to happen? Whatever they come after you on, you're going to waste more money than that anyway, so you get to walk away. I'm victorious. I don't know that I would pay their...
They're going to pay. I mean, he's going to have to pay in order to even go to trial.
Well,
they don't do that up here, do they?
How can you pay when you haven't been found guilty? I mean, that goes against the principles of the justice system.
It's you know what? I don't want to read it for you because I'm not that quick on the
it's
fly.
It's one of those things. It's not just, it's something that's done.
Relatively common.
Yeah, relatively common in that you're probably right, Sam. It's probably completely unconstitutional, but it's one of those things that government just does what they'll do is they'll give you your options, right? Whenever you get a ticket, they say, okay, well, on the backside, there's three options and you have to pick one of them. And, well, what if there's a fourth option that they don't tell you about? That kind of thing. So it's basically they've made this crap up, and since people are afraid to do anything against the state, they'll just go right along with it. Okay.
I think you could do the civil disobedience aspect of it, that if you wanted to get into something like that, it would be, I wouldn't pay until I get my trial. Look, I'm not paying until I've been found guilty by a judge.
They could suspend your license or something, though, can't they?
No, not for a parking ticket.
Can they? I mean, this is California we're talking about here.
I think they would just proceed against you and act. If you refuse to pay, I think they're just going to continue their process as though you had done nothing and ignored it. So I don't know how well that's going to work. I agree with Mark. I think you do have, you know, a merit case here where you could go in and argue the merits, and there's a chance the judge may be in a good mood that day. You might want to try some kind of hybrid approach where you're looking at like what Mark Stevens does with some of his questions and ask about, you know, how is it I'm forced to pay this if I'm basically being found guilty here before I've had a chance to face my accuser? And just, you know, put some of those questions. It's really,
I think once you've paid, you've lost, in my opinion.
Yeah, you have.
If you've paid
absolutely.
Them, you already lose.
So it's just whatever you're comfortable with.
I don't have a chance to present to them my evidence if I don't pay, though. I have to pay first and then do it, and then they'll respond.
That's what they're telling you, right? But what if you don't pay? What do they do then? I mean, are they going to suspend your license? What's the threat if you don't pay?
I won't be able to. At the end of the line, I don't know. I mean, I remember you guys reporting on someone like losing their house in New England somewhere after a, you know, 5-year-long parking ticket. But anyway, for me, I'm not going to be able to renew my parking pass in a few months or something like that until all my tickets are paid off, and then I'm walking a mile or two out just to park a car.
Okay. Then you might have to pay.
That's the immediate threat.
I wouldn't not pay if I didn't think I could get my parking pass renewed. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place on this one.
Let me ask you. Can I get you one more question, guys?
Sure. Yeah.
Let me run. How should I approach it? Should I approach it? I have no clue. I've never fought this before in person. But should I say, hey, the curb's white, that's your responsibility, why didn't you fix it, or should I approach
that? They'll say, we did fix it. Yeah. It's your responsibility to observe whether the curb is red, you did not observe, and we gave you a ticket.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to give it a shot either way, Ian. So.
Yeah, I mean, it can't hurt to give it a shot, you're absolutely right, and, you know, if you play by their rules, then there's very little that can happen to you. If you refuse to pay, then, like you said, they're going to crack down on you, and, of course, you can always try bringing a camera in to see how that changes their behavior.
I'd like to give it a shot. Sam's been a good
you know, yeah, and I'll tell you,
figure in that area.
I went in on one of the three tickets that I fought in Plano and went up to the clerk's window, and she gave me the plea form to fill out and enter my plea before I even went to see the judge. And she told me, well, you have to see this in order to get a trial. And I'm like, no, I can't plea until I understand the cause and the nature and cause of the charges against me.
They threw me in a jail cell when I tried to understand the nature and cause.
Well, she tried to tell me that I couldn't do that until I couldn't go before the judge until I filled out this form and entered a plea, which is completely false. So by challenging it and telling her, no, I refuse to do this. You need to, let me see the judge so that I can understand all of my rights. They ended up kind of caving and doing that. So figure out what's appropriate for you. Push back in whatever way you think you're comfortable with.
Push back. I like that.
And go for it.
Baby steps, right? Whatever. Yeah. I like what you're saying. Do whatever you feel is comfortable. If you feel like the risks are too great at this point, then take it easy. If you want to go all the way or half all the way, then give it a shot and see what happens. I mean, if you're planning on leaving California eventually anyway, then it may not matter that much what the consequences are. I don't know what your timetable is. I don't know if you're even considering moving out of California. But I would be if I were you.
Right, I hear you. Well, this is my first time I'm actually going to try practicing, you know, fighting or activism or whatever on foot instead of, you know, on my butt in front of my computer, you know. So.
Very good. That sounds good. And make a scene about them demanding money from you. Wait, what? You're demanding money from me to have a trial? I demand a trial, and I'll pay you later if you find me guilty. And, you know, make a scene and then put it up on YouTube. Thanks for the call and good luck. Let us know how it goes. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rick Esselstyn.
There are a lot of folks out there who are taking fish oil supplements to ensure they're getting essential omega-3 fatty acids. But there are numerous ways to get essential omega-3 fatty acids without subjecting yourself to the potential risks of fish oils, which, according to the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, are highly unstable molecules that can break down and release dangerous disease-causing free radicals. If you are unwilling to transition to a totally plant-strong diet, then go to a health food store and buy some plant-based omega-3 supplements, which, by the way, is where fish themselves get their omega-3s. For the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies, so when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 diet. With the Engine 2 diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods and is also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are completely free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Com, and SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the page. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your phone calls, Bill is on the line in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Bill?
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Sam.
Hey, what's on your mind, Bill?
Before I go on, thank you very much for the sticker. I wanted to tell you that.
Yes, the Free Talk Live bumper sticker available free to anybody who wants one. All the instructions are on the front page of the website. Just scroll down for a little bit, and you'll see them there at freetalklive.com. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to add to what the other guy was saying. I used to live in California about 5 years ago, and I was a messenger, and I parked in a red zone just to walk in and to drop something off, come back out. By the time I came back out, there was a ticket. That guy was writing me a ticket.
Nice.
Exactly. So after I called him a parking Nazi, he proceeded to give me another ticket because I was too far away from the curb.
Oh, wow. So
yeah,
even though you were not allowed to park there anyway, he managed to find a parking violation about your illegal park job in the first place.
Yeah, and I think if I had lost my temper anymore, you probably would have been able to find an unlimited amount of things to get me on. But my point was, I knew I was moving back to Virginia anyhow, so I didn't bother paying it. I haven't paid it. Nothing has happened so far in 5 years. They sent me a collections notice about 4 years ago, and I ignored it. One thing they will do is not only he was talking about his parking pass not being renewed, they will also attach that to your license so you can't renew your tags or your driver's license.
Oh, very tricky. So if,
yeah.
So if you owe the state anything at all, in their opinion, then they just won't allow you to do anything that has anything to do with one of their little driving privileges if you haven't paid up.
Yeah, well, I don't know about anything owing the state specifically, but I do know some things that are driving related, like parking tickets, meter violations, et cetera. They will attach that to you. Now, unless the law has changed, which I doubt very seriously, but yeah, they will keep you from being able to renew your at least your tag, and then
so,
you will get to drive.
So if you're planning on staying in California, then you'd be screwed. But if you're going to leave any sometime soon, then no big deal is what you're saying.
Yeah, no big deal. I mean, I'm planning to, oddly enough, I'm planning to move back at some point.
sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. It's a long story. But,
it's a beautiful place.
Say again?
It's a beautiful place.
The
it's
scenery,
just,
you mean.
It's just, yeah, it, you know, the land that the socialists have taken over is, you know, it's a wonderful place, but, you know.
It's very enchanting. Unfortunately, it's just ruled by oligarchs.
Yes.
But the only problem I foresee is what the statute of limitations. I don't know what's going to happen if and when I move back. What's going to happen when I try to get my license changed there? But that might be a problem.
Nothing good.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the statute of limitations won't apply.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231. I don't know. I mean, wow. Talking about going right back into the belly of the beast. California is very pretty, but the people running the state are very ugly. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Matt in Idaho. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to speak about the lead band and how
the
that
lead
affects
band? The ban? The new the new regulations that mandate testing for all lead or for all toys marketed for kids under the age of 12?
Correct. And specifically, mini-cycle racing and off-road racing.
Yeah, as we discussed within the last few weeks, that's a business that has been just devastated by this because, essentially, they don't have to test their mini-cycles. They know there's lead in those devices. They know there's lead in the cycles. And so they're just not allowed to sell those things anymore. So it's going to really destroy those people's businesses.
Absolutely. And my personal story, I was raised by my father to ride a motorcycle. And now I have three children. And I'm already in the process of getting two of them. Two of them are proficient riders, and the next one's just getting ready to get on his bicycle, and now I'm realizing, wow, this might be something that's going to be taken away from us. And it really, really strikes close to home. And I just wanted to elaborate on a few of the things that my family stands to lose by especially if the governing agencies that that supervise the racing decide that there's just too much risk involved and decide to pull this.
Well, didn't maybe I'm not recalling correctly, but I could swear that in one of the articles we were talking about this, they did basically say that essentially the racing tracks were going to stop allowing kids to come in because they would be somehow
shut
liable.
Down as a result, because the kids have got at least half of their revenue.
Exactly, and as far at my local track, that's not the case yet, but I have the fear that it's going to be. So I'm really trying to spread the word, especially within the community here, and get people who normally might not be active to get on board. And
what kind of activism are you going to do in this case? I mean, essentially, people are begging the feds for an exemption, but I mean, what else besides civil disobedience is an option?
Well, you know, that's a really good point, Ian. I'm not in a position to go real far down that path. I mean, like I said, I've got a family; they rely on me.
That's how they get you.
My wife stays home and takes care of the kids, and I bring home the money.
Yep.
But some of the things that I wanted people to think about that they might not think about, you know, they look at motorcycle riding as a risk sport, which it is. But with that risk, you know, which becomes evident as soon as you crash the first time.
Wait a minute. What sports don't have risk? I mean, if it's a sport that involves physical activity, you're risking breaking something.
That's right. That's right. But with that risk, you know, there also is very, very high level of personal satisfaction and esteem building that can result from that. And we spend a lot of time, you know, working on our motorcycles and learning about them. And engaging the kids in that activity and having the preparations before we go to the track, to go to the track and ride and come home and take care of all your gear and put it away.
It sounds like a great quality time. I mean, between kids and their dad, it sounds like you really are into it, and I'm sure your kids are as into it, if not more so than you. And this is tragic.
And your wife spends a great deal of time with the kids. You're out earning a living. Likely, you put more than 40 hours a week in as a result. And this is probably the best quality time that you get with your kids. If you know. On the weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we all look forward to it so much. So it really seems like, you know, a personal attack. You know, it's all of our liberties are being attacked.
But politics
this is
personal. It is always
this is
personal.
One where I can bring this to people that wouldn't necessarily be involved with politics at the track and say, hey, we've got to do something about this.
Well, whatever
you decide
on doing, share it with us when you figure it out. I thank you for the call, because if you share it with us, then maybe some other people will hear it and they'll take those ideas and run with them. I don't know what else you can do. I mean, people are begging for an exemption. Besides that, it'd be up to that track owner to basically.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea's had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And the features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download right there on the front page. Going back for an entire year completely free at freetalklive.com. Plus, the Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, plus IHS is even going to cover your meals and housing during the seminar. They're for those who are simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those who are passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. I do believe you have to be in college or graduate student for many of these. So head over to libertarianseminars.com. Deadline to register is March 31st, so time's running out. But that's just for the summer courses. I'm sure there will be more later if you missed this one. Libertarianseminars.com. As we continue here, talking about, well, actually, whatever it is you want when you dial in, here's a story for you from Rybrook, New York. A Westchester County couple with 2 children is the latest target in a crackdown on prostitution. Police told CBS 2 HD on Friday the couple used Craigslist to find clients for their bordello in the burbs. Richard Salvatore and Rachel Grome are husband and wife, and now accused as pimp and prostitute. They're a team that allegedly used the popular website to market services that involved illegal sex. Cops said they hosted Johns at their townhouse in a quiet Rybrook neighborhood.
There's a story like this out of Florida about a decade ago.
With a husband and wife team?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever it takes to pay the mortgage, as far as I'm concerned. But Rybrook Police Chief doesn't agree with that. Gregory Austin told CBS, "I feel like Craigslist has really brought 42nd Street and Times Square right into people's home." does this guy really believe what he's saying? This police chief, does he really believe that it's all Craigslist fault, that now there's prostitution going on in neighborhoods?
I used Craigslist today to sell some livestock that I was trying to get rid of in my house. I mean, it was great. It's nice free service, and I guess it's free. I didn't pay anything for it. I don't really know much about
it's free.
It seemed free.
I think Craigslist makes it easier. I mean, what do you need to put an ad out there? A picture of yourself and 5 minutes with an internet connection, and you can put a post out, and you're in business.
Yeah, but he makes it sound like he says it's brought 42nd Street and Times Square right into people's home. He makes it sound like, you know, there's something unusual going on here. Sure, it makes it easy to find for a client to meet a prostitute, but prostitutes have been operating out of their homes for a long time. I mean,
right.
He's pretending like there are only street prostitutes until Craigslist, and now that there's Craigslist, the street prostitutes are going into neighborhoods, which is ludicrous.
No, well, I think what's happening is as the economy is slowing down and times get tougher, you're seeing more and more people going this route, more and more girls going this route and choosing to engage in this kind of behavior.
Right, and the good part about it is there isn't a Times and 42nd anymore. I don't know. I haven't been in New York. I don't know what that neighborhood's like, but it cuts down on the need for streetwalkers because, well, now people can just call, you know, people up in their home, and it takes the ugly out of it all.
Yep. Right, but it's just as illegal, Mark, because it's
just
a crime.
As illegal, but
it's a crime to pay a dollar for sex, but it's not a crime to take a girl out and buy her a bunch of drinks and bring her home.
Unless you're videotaping it to make porn, then it's okay.
That's right. Well, in some states, porn is illegal. It's my understanding that California is one of the few legal places you can make porn. And I think New Hampshire had a court case that ruled that it was acceptable?
I think so.
Craigslist is loaded with ads offering sex. The ad allegedly posted by Salvatore and Grome presented her as a college girl just looking for help with my tuition. Rye Brook is working with cuffs. Do you know what the signals are? I mean, how do you read the code? How would you look at something like that and have any idea that it was an ad for a prostitute?
Well, maybe they said that there was prostitution, and that's what that's what she was willing to exchange for the help with her tuition kind of thing. Maybe she just said that was the excuse.
Oh, the idea is like I'll have sex with you and you donate to my college fund, that kind of thing.
No, I'll have sex with you for money because I need money to pay for my college tuition.
She wouldn't say that in the ad. Are they brazen in the ads? I don't know what they are.
All right. If you go to Craigslist, you go to the erotic services section, that's where all of those ads are. And if you advertise for sex like that, then it's illegal. So they'll use code words and you're paying for the time. It's the same thing with the call girls.
I'm not going there because then the thing will show up in my history and my wife is not going there.
Rye Brook is working for cops in Rye, Greenboro, and Elmsford on a Craigslist prostitution task force. So the police have now formed essentially a vice squad specifically for investigating ads on Craigslist. Apparently there aren't any real criminals to go after in these areas. Rye Brook, Salvatore and Grome are the 106th and 107th people arrested during the operation. So really, it's turning into quite a few arrests for these police departments.
Lots of revenue.
It's the first time the task force has made arrests at a private home. All the other busts have been made at area motels where prostitutes set up shop for a few days, or Johns have been arrested in sting operations. So they're actually doing it the reverse, too. They're placing ads on Craigslist, acting as though they're prostitutes. On Thursday night, neighbors told CBS they saw lots of strangers coming to the home, and they're glad to learn of the arrests. It's a family neighborhood, a very nice neighborhood, said one resident.
So they don't want strangers coming to people's houses? I mean, what's happened here?
People like that just don't belong over here. People like that.
People that have sex? They all do.
Yeah, well, not all of them. There was actually a story about asexuals tonight. I don't know if we'll get to it, but a lot of people have sex, and I'm sure this person who is quoted for the article has probably had it at some point in their lives. I guess that person's better than the clients for the prostitutes because he or she is not paying for the sex. Is that the idea? They're somehow better person because of that?
Everybody exchanges something. You're getting something out of of the operation. Otherwise,
you
wouldn't be doing it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're, you know, using money, which is the medium of exchange that we have currently, is, you know, it just drives it underground. It doesn't, you know, I mean, what difference would it make if, you know, they said you wanted, I don't know, give me a gift instead.
Yeah.
And then you return the gift.
Well, yeah. Would it be illegal to buy a prostitute with silver? I don't know. I don't know what all the laws. I don't know what the actual wording of the laws. I mean, can I buy a prostitute with a, you know, some bananas?
It's probably something to the effect that anybody who exchanges anything, you know, gets some kind of compensation in any way.
What about then in a movie?
Well, you see, at that point, likely the no negotiation went in where someone said, "I'll exchange dinner and a movie for sex." You understand? That's the fine.
So you
point
can't
here.
Lay it out. What you're saying is you can't actually have terms for the sex. You just have to roll the dice, basically.
It has to magically happen.
Right. That's the idea.
I guess.
That's what it sounds like to me, and I think it's just nonsense, and it's just so tragic when people get busted for doing what is essentially a market-based activity. I mean, it's too. Consenting adults coming together to trade a product or service, and they're all doing it on a voluntary basis. So it's just, you know, I would love to talk to a cop who is into busting prostitutes and just have him explain himself. Just explain yourself. Who do you think you are? Well, it's the law. Blah, blah, blah. That's what they'll say, right? Even if they personally disagree with it, well, I'm just doing my job. This is the law.
Well, no, but you have to remember they are seeing the worst of the worst.
Yeah, they are.
They're out there picking up the streetwalkers who are carrying STDs and AIDS and are still have been arrested, have been caught, tested for AIDS and come back positive, and they're still going out there and putting other people at risk. So they see it as, hey, we're doing this great service, but what they're not looking at is if it wasn't illegal, this could all be much safer, and there could be practices. It's done that way in Amsterdam, and it is.
And in Nevada,
safer.
It's proven that it's safer.
Yeah.
That the girls are tested on a weekly basis.
Proof.
They're tested weekly in Nevada.
Proof is what I see, pal.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you are a law enforcement officer on the Vice Squad and you want to defend your job, we'd love to hear from you. I doubt you'll call, though. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. And, you know, we hadn't even touched on corruption. Corrupt cops? Boy, we got a doozy for you coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board, and you'll get perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to get behind the show and help us get on more radio stations across the country and bring more internet listeners on board so more people can hear the ideas of freedom. amp.freetalklive.com to your phone calls. Bob is listening to KBYO in Louisiana. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Bob?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you, man?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight, Bob?
Well, I just tuned in to you guys. I'm on the road. I get to catch you on my trip home every evening when you're on. And one of you guys asked a question, you know, what would happen, you know, if prostitution were not illegal and not being driven underground? Well, what would happen would be, for one thing, like you mentioned, it becomes safer for the client because they can be required to be tested, you know. So you
not
get,
only is
you get
it
a lot of it.
You're right. It's not only safer for the client, it's also safer for the women.
It's safer for the women, exactly, because they can work in an environment where there's security, you know, where they're not at the mercy of some guy that's, you know, out to hurt a woman or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, sadly enough, there are that type of people out there. But
right. There are Johns who are essentially out hitting the streets looking for prostitutes so they can take them to some obscure location and essentially beat the hell out of them, possibly kill them.
Yeah.
That exists
right
out there, and it wouldn't exist in a legal marketplace.
How many streetwalkers have been the victims of serial killers?
Many.
You know? Well, you know, are you going to have that where you've got an environment, you know, where a person has to walk in, show an ID, you know, what have you? No,
they've got bodyguards at the ranches out in Nevada. So not only is there a secure, you have to go through a gate in order to get in or whatever, there's also some big burly guy on the premises who's more than happy to throw your butt out on if you've been doing something naughty.
Exactly.
That you didn't pay for.
and so you make it safer for the client. You make it safer for the woman. And then on top of that, I know a lot of people disagree with the Internal Revenue Service, what have you.
I do.
I'm not crazy about them myself. They take a lot of my money every week. But we do have the Internal Revenue Service, and you know what a source of revenue.
Yeah, it's,
you know, I mean, they like to tax our sins, as they say, you know, legislate morality, you know, tax our sins, you know, or
that's what this is all about. From the perspective of the enforcers, from the perspective of the do-gooders out there, it's not about helping people stay safe, because as you're pointing out brilliantly, if prostitution is legal, it is a much safer business for all of those involved. But the people that are anti-prostitution, they don't care about what happens to prostitutes,
nope,
and they don't care about what happens to Johns. They have their moral code, and they're willing to force it down other people's throats at the threat of violence and the threat of jail cells. And that's where the story ends.
There's another aspect to it, and it's the sort of economics of the situation, the social economics of the situation.
What do you mean?
In that women have a commodity that they wish to protect, because that commodity is very valuable, and some of them manage to use that commodity to, in fact, it finances their whole life.
So it devalues the commodity.
It devalues
by having
the
it
commodity, because if I can, you know, get in a fight with my wife or whatever, and like it's a big, you know, she decides to
on the couch
for a month or something like that, then I don't need it, sweetheart. I mean, I can just go down the street, and you know, even though you can go down the street now, and it's actually
more dangerous.
I don't intend to go down that street personally. So you know, there would be nicer, more upstanding places. I don't know where to go. You know, now I don't really care. That's not an issue in my life.
Craigslist, apparently.
Apparently, which would of course get me in trouble. But so there's that.
But you'd already be in trouble.
Yes.
Myself, I have a wife at home who I love very much, and you know, I wouldn't take the risk of bringing something home to her.
Sure. Good man.
As far as that goes, wouldn't take the risk of losing her, because to me, she's a very valuable commodity.
Right.
You know, and
hopefully an individual's relationship means more to them than just the sex they get out of it.
Right. And I didn't mean just the sex. I meant many other things. She is very much a help to me, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I love her and respect her, and therefore I would not, you know, I wouldn't spend my money on a prostitute. I wouldn't cheat on my wife. That's an agreement that we have between one another, you know, to be monogamous.
Well,
but it's not my business if someone else chooses to live differently.
Absolutely.
Bob, I'm glad to hear that you have money, because I've been married for a couple of years now, and I haven't had money since I got married.
Good point, though.
Great call tonight, Bob. I really appreciate hearing from you, sir. Thank you for making it tonight. 800-259-9231. Nailing, I think, two of the most important points about legal prostitution. People are safer in a legal prostitution world. We can expand out. Not just the Johns, not just the prostitutes, but also the people in the vicinity are safer. I mean, if you think about the streetwalkers that you've got out there today, we've already pointed out how streetwalkers would pretty much go away in the absence of all these laws against prostitution, because then it can all be done on the up and up, can all be done in brothels and people's homes and things like that. So there's no real need for streetwalkers at that point. If you were a streetwalker, you wouldn't get really any business, because there'd be all kinds of better-looking women that would be doing business in private locations, and there would be that safety factor. So those streetwalkers, in many cases, a lot of them are working for drugs.
I called in to talk about this, I think, a year ago. One of my trips to Amsterdam, I was walking around the red light district, and it was middle of the day, maybe 2 o'clock or so, and a school play or something had just let out. So the children were all standing outside on the steps getting a group picture across the canal right next door to them, or red light, you know, girls in the windows standing there offering their services. So, yeah,
it's
absolutely safer, and it wasn't a big deal. To the Dutch culture, sex is not an issue for them. They have porn playing on just the
prime
public
time, right?
TV.
Primetime
TV. But for some reason, they don't like the violence being in TV, so that's the crusade that they fight over there.
Well, I to me, that makes more sense.
I agree.
I'm not saying that I agree with it. I think that violence is an integral part of storytelling. Mm-hmm. If you murder mysteries, I mean, what a sick thing. They start out with somebody dying, yeah. You know? And they're integral to our culture. You don't even think about them. Agatha Christie, she's not who could think that that's a bad thing? But in fact, you know, somebody dies. So I can totally see that end of it more than the sex part, but you know, I was raised here in America, and I find the sex part, you know, grody and bad and for some reason. Now, I can't say that I don't like it at certain times when I'm feeling that way. But at other times, I think, oh, you know, that's bad. So...
Just going to move on around the table.
What I wanted to point out about how it is that even people that aren't involved in prostitution are made more safe by legalized prostitution. It would also be even safer if drugs were also legalized at the same time. Because a lot of street prostitutes are working for drugs. They're out there hooking so they can go back to the pimp who's going to pay them with heroin or something like that, or cocaine or crack. And, of course, if they can't get the drugs that they're looking for, then there's a chance they could be the ones that are breaking into somebody's houses. They could be the ones that are committing crimes in order to get the rest of whatever it is they need to get their fix. So just taking it out of the black market entirely does a whole lot for, number one, cleaning up the streets, and number two, making things safer for everybody.
And in Amsterdam, they do enforce the hard drugs, things like heroin, but there are churches where you can go down in the basement and you can buy heroin from the church.
Mm-hmm.
The people shoot up their heroin or whatever they do with it, and then they go off to
That's
work.
That's what they do.
And they have a productive day at work, and they're able to function and be regular members of society. It's treated more as an illness, as a disease, as something that these people need help with, rather than turning them into criminals and throwing them into jail cells and then forcing everyone else to pay for it. It's absurd.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Steve is in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve, South Carolina? Going once. Steve?
Hi, guy.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, you know, I was married for a while. And I think being single and getting a prostitute is a lot cheaper than having to get married and buy a house, get a job, insurance. And a divorce totally ruined my credit.
You're saying you'd have been better off just buying whores that whole time?
Yeah, it would have been a lot cheaper on me.
I don't know if you can get... I don't know. I mean, I've never bought a whore, so I don't know. We can bring it back if you want to talk more about a prostitute. But I don't know if you can get that connection.
A good woman is worth her money.
More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You dial in. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoneofrepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoneofrepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic